You'll see this a lot in the next few weeks because this helps to keep, at least it'll keep Andy and I sort of organized. We want to simplify what it is that we do here as a church, especially as we grow as a church, so that we stay on track doing the things that are truly important. And what's truly important for us as a church is to help you to grow as a follower of Jesus. You are disciples of Jesus Christ. You are followers of Christ. So our role as pastors is to encourage you along that path in your journey with Christ in your life. So one thing, the way I picture it is, we're the coaches, you're the players. Heard a line by Walsh, the coach of the 49ers who passed away this last week. ESPN just ran a couple of snippets of things that he had said. And one of the things he told his players, he said something, the players are the leaders. The players are the stars. The players make a difference. The coaches, we just facilitate that. You are the players. Andy and I, Craig, we're the coaches. We just facilitate that. The reason why God has given to the church pastors and teachers, among other jobs, is to prepare the saints for works of service. You're the players. We're the coaches. So this is a coaching time this morning. We want to help coach you, hope to help inspire you to play the game at a higher level. To walk with Christ at a higher level than perhaps you have been doing. So that's what these puzzle pieces are about, is keeping us as a coaching staff focused. We talked about worship in the life of a Christian over the last 2 weeks. And simply put, worship is when we elevate God to His rightful position in our lives, in our hearts. He's the sovereign King of the universe, the creator of our souls, the savior of our souls. So when we elevate Him to His rightful place as number one in our lives, and we submit to God as being the sovereign King of the universe and the sovereign King of our lives, then that's worship. You can be washing the dishes, and that's worship. You could be singing songs here with us at church, and that's worship. You could be doing anything if God's in His rightful place in your life. If God is not in His rightful place in your life, if He's number 2, number 3, number 9, number 18, whatever, in your life, then you can come here and you can sing all of the songs you want, get all of the warm fuzzies that you want. That's not worship. Worship has to do with God being in His proper place in your life. So, anyway, that's a summary on 2 weeks of preaching. Growing, this is the next sort of phase we're in. We want to encourage you in continuing to grow in your knowledge of Christ, in your knowledge of Scriptures, in your relationships with other people, so that you can serve Christ and others. Now, there's a lot of things there in that topic. First, let me just clarify, knowing Christ is not the same as knowing Scriptures. There are people in this world who know this inside and out, and don't know Christ. And that's a sad thing. They'll debate with you all day long. They've never given their heart to Christ. There are people who have met Christ, given their heart to Christ, never bother opening this thing. They're just, them and Jesus walking along the path and thinking this is unnecessary. It is important, imperative, that you have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Important, imperative. It's a life and death matter. Your relationship with Christ is a life and death matter. It matters for all of eternity. Who is Christ? How do you know Him better? Who is God the Father? What is the nature of the triune God? What are the characteristics of God? If you don't look at what God has told us about Himself, which is in here, you're just guessing. All you know about God is what He has chosen to reveal of Himself to you. Everything else is just a guess, just your opinion. Remember, a couple weeks ago we talked about this. The kids at Azusa, at the leadership conference, were asked, is God a male or a female? And they went back and forth, blah, 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 blah. Opinion, opinion, opinion. And finally, the lecture person says, your opinions don't matter. All that matters is what God has revealed about himself in Scripture. So let's look in here and see. Of course, the answer is God is a spirit. He transcends maleness or femaleness, which are part of this flesh. He transcends that. But not to digress too much, the point is, if you want to know what God is like, you've got to read this thing. This is God's revelation to us. So we want you to grow in your knowledge of Christ and in your knowledge of Scripture, the revealed Scripture from God. In your relationships with each other, we have about 800 people who come to this church. We have probably 1,200 people who call this their church home. Do you know them all? No, well, of course we don't. I don't. That's why I love name tags and the church directory and those things. But we don't want a church of 800 strangers who just come here and sing songs and listen to preaching and go home. Church is a community. It's a family of believers. You can think of lots of other names. It is important that we get to know each other and build relationships with each other so we can support each other, pray for each other, encourage each other. It's important. This is not theater. This is not going to the movies. You don't build relationships with people at the theater. We don't stand and greet each other before the movie goes. We don't ask, what did you think? We just show up, pay our money, go home. Church is not that. It's a family of believers, a community of believers. And so it's important that we grow in our relationships with each other. And so that